Right, Declan, it's another busy weekend of League of Ireland football. It hadn't been a great week result-wise for Finn Harps, with Waterford obviously climbing above them. But they have to start what is a busy weekend away to the champions-elect in Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, difficult one, isn't it? I mean, Shamrock Rovers obviously are having an opportunity to lift the title on Friday evening live on TV, so it's going to be a difficult one. They'll be obviously doing whatever they can to get 3 big points and lift the league trophy, and well-deserved as well. Throughout the whole season, Shamrock Rovers has been excellent. But yeah, it's a difficult match, Orphan Harps, but you have to say the character and the attitude of the lads against Sligo Rovers was excellent, and get back in from 2-0 down to 2-2. Even though they only got a point on the night, it will feel like they have to get 3 big points. So the energy should be good and the enthusiasm should be good, and then should be all looking forward to a game against the champions, and obviously live on the box as well. It was, you know, makes it more exciting for the players, and they'll be looking to put out a big performance.
Yes, well, on the team front especially, Kosovar Siddiqui sent off last week, so obviously we don't know about injuries or anything. Sometimes in these type of games you would have thought Ollie might have been tempted to rest players, but because of the situation at the bottom of that table, I'm sure it's a game that he can't afford that risk.
Yeah, I mean, this is, it's so tight down there, isn't it? Like, I mean, we're 38 points and whatever, 39, and Dockers 39, Drogheda 43, and you can see yourself in a lot of games over the weekend as well. And I mean, Drogheda are a funny one because they're playing obviously Sligo Rovers in the showgrounds, and if they, and Harps then obviously, and on Monday as well. So if they ended up winning those two, they could be in the third spot. If they ended up losing both of those, they could be end up being pulled into the relegations area and the playoff spot. So it's so tight between all those teams, but they're massive games obviously on the Monday as well. I mean, we have Harps playing Drogheda, and obviously Sligo Rovers playing Longford, Waterford playing Derry City away, which is another big one. So Harps will be looking for obviously Derry to do them a favour over the weekend, as the Pats are playing both. So it's very tight down the bottom, a lot of games and a lot of points to play for, and just one of those seasons where, you know, you could be sitting at 45 points and end up in the playoff, which has never been heard of before, and it's just going to be down to the wire in the last game as well.
It's amazing that there's 9 teams. You have the obviously top team and the bottom team. They have separated themselves both ways, but the other 8 teams, it's amazing how close they are, Declan.
I don't think we've ever seen it before in the League of Ireland where it's been so tight. Like, I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, 2-1s can bring them all into either, as you say, Drogheda, a team that are probably looking at that potentially playoff, but as in regards to the Europe, but also they could be in the playoff as well. So it's very tight, and it is now. It's, you know, we know it's the last 5 matches of the season, and you know, regarding Finn Harps, Waterford, Dundalk, probably the 3 teams that are closest to the playoffs, but obviously Drogheda are just above that. But if you can get a run of matches now, this is what you want to do. You want to be hitting 2 or 3 matches where you get, you know, ones back to back, and that could be the difference that pushes you through. But you have to say the form of both Finn Harps and Waterford have been remarkable this season, and Waterford in an excellent run as well, and they'll be looking to pick up points over the weekend. They're obviously away to Dundalk, so Dundalk will be looking to obviously turn them over, and then obviously Waterford have got Derry City as well in money. So, you know, over the weekend we'll have a better idea where we are, but it's a massive game for obviously all the teams down there, especially Harps, where the Shamrock Rovers first, but you know, and then obviously hopefully then you've got a full complement of players to bring that forward into playing Drogheda on Monday evening, and hopefully make a full advantage of the playing at home.
I was just going to say, back to Friday night, Declan, away to Shamrock Rovers, the Tallaght Stadium is going to be a full house by the looks of things this weekend. Like, if you're a Finn Harps player, I'm sure you're going to be itching to get playing, and what's going to be a fantastic atmosphere, I'm sure.
Yeah, I you know, that's the games you want to be involved in. You know, the bigger the platforms, let's say against Shamrock Rovers, you say a great atmosphere up in Tallaght. I mean, Shamrock Rovers are going very well. Our record down through the years hasn't been good up in Tallaght, but we did get a result, I think, a 1-1 draw early in the season as well. So, but Harps are well capable of going up there and being very stubborn and hard to play against, and dampen the atmosphere and calming down the crowd a wee bit as well, and playing to our strengths. And, you know, the one thing that players have showed is that, you know, there's a good attitude and willingness to get results, and the game's never dead. Like, and that's what they'll be trying to bring that into, obviously, Friday night. But, yeah, it's going to be difficult. You know, I do suspect that Shamrock Rovers will put in a big performance, but now it's just how Harps react to. But you want players to react to playing on a good atmosphere, a good pitch, and obviously live on TV. And you know, they want players to perform to the level they need to perform at. So if Harps can win a very good performance, there's no doubt about it, they can get a result. But as they just write that game, it could be where the backs are against the wall. And it just depends if Harps can score first. Maybe they can hold out and potentially get a one or a draw.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Just while we're on Friday night, Derry City and Bohemians, two teams who've been there in mid-table this last while. Both teams kind of slipping up here and there, so it's a big game for both those teams. It's fourth against fifth place, so an interesting encounter there.
You know, two of them had two bad results. You know, Derry obviously had an opportunity away to draw it to go on closer to Sligo Rovers after Sligo Rovers drawn 2-2 at Finn Park, so they had a chance to closer to that third spot and into Europe, and they didn't take it. Drogheda obviously beat them 1-0, and Bowes as well, you know, where Waterford came back from 1-0 down up in Dalymount and lost 2-1. So both of them were looking for reaction and 3 points to push them closer to that European spot. So a lot to play for. That's going to be an interesting game, obviously. So yeah, listen, it's Derry City then away on Monday night as well to Waterford, and that's not going to be an easy game with the current form that they're in. So a lot of games. I do believe both the playoff spot and Europe, there's going to be a lot of twists between now and the end of the season, and it's just going to be the team that can get the most consistency and obviously the best run and get two or three back-to-back victories that will get them over the line.
Just for people that never experienced it, Declan, you know, what's it like a weekend like this, Friday and Monday, two huge games, one away and one at home for most of the clubs this weekend. It's tough to come through. If you can come through all those with maybe 4 points and no injuries, I'm sure the likes of Finn Harps and Derry City would both take it.
Yeah, and that's the crucial one, isn't it? You know, you want to play Friday to get a positive result bigging into your game on Monday, and the one thing you want to do is you want a clean bill of health where you get nobody sent off or suspended potentially for the following match or injured, and that's the key, you know. And that's where at times as well, having been full time, Kenny, makes a hell of a difference, doesn't it? Because you know, you have an opportunity to recuperate where, you know, it was over the weekend, but it's just the fact that you can rest up a bit more with part time players. But it's good the fact they're away, and obviously at home then as well gives you a chance on Monday even to rest up. But it is about, you know, coming, using your squad, using your players, and then and obviously suspensions. We don't know what teams have suspensions at the minute, so that will be obviously, that'll come out before the weekend, so an idea where teams are. But yeah, listen, it is about getting through the first match, getting a positive result, and then trying to go into the second one and get another positive result. And yeah, it's a big weekend, a difficult weekend for all clubs, but obviously for spectators it's exciting, and it's exciting times for all teams involved there, because it's so close, and with both European places up for grab and the playoff spots up for grab.